Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. Where are you guys located?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Cardiff by the Sea, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, you're familiar? Where are you?
Well, yeah, I'm in San Diego, so.
Oh, great.
When I heard the British voice at the beginning, I'm going, you know, a little unusual, so. I don't know if you've heard the intro.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. In all my years, I never did. It's so rare.
Yeah,
I should really call it.
Yeah, it's a British voice, and it sounds like you know, you called overseas or something. Anyway, so I'm a dentist that's been practicing for 39 years.
Oh, wow.
I have a loan on my practice, and I also have another daily withdrawal loan that I did for some updating I did. But now I'm relocating my practice, and I'm going to have to make a contribution to the leasehold improvements. The building is taking care of, you know, a fair amount, but I'm going to need some extra capital for that. So I didn't know what your loan policies were, how you guys worked, you know, with something like this. I have two corporations. My preference would be to take the loan out in the newer corporation, which has really no debt, but it doesn't have much to show in the way of profits either. It will down the road. It's a corporation that's going to be dedicated to dental sleep medicine, which is my path in the future. My present general dentistry practice, you know, I'm going to be practicing another, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, but then retiring into the other practice, which I'm going to be building up. So that's my situation. So I just didn't know what your lending policies were and something like that. You know, if you're a traditional bank that kind of makes you go through the handstands, or whether your underwriting department is, you know, a little easier to deal with.
We're pretty easy to deal with, I'll tell you that much. Can we start with the 16-digit reservation code? So I get a...
Yeah, 2311-0401-0024-2023.
Okay, perfect. That way I can bring up your business profile and make sure I put all the notes in here. Okay. Okay, yeah, you're right over there on College Ave, huh?
Yeah, I'm moving down near Alvarado Hospital in about 3 months, just a mile and a half away, but to a, you know, what I think would be a much more attractive, you know, location for my patients.
Yeah.
The practice been established for years and years. I've been running it for about 8 years.
Okay, so you've owned this practice for 8 years? Okay,
yeah.
But you bought the practice that was established 39 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought you were going to work till you were 115.
No, I am 39. I've been practicing 39 years, yes.
Oh, my God. And then you're going to start another company and go down a new career path in 5 years?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just very impressive that after...
Well,
you know,
still in dentistry, it's just, it's a less physically demanding dentistry,
mm-hmm.
is what it is. I was very young when I graduated dental school. I was only 24, so...
Yeah. It makes sense. It's just impressive. I hope I have that work ethic. I barely have it now. But, it's great. So you've been... So you were practicing for 39 years, but you bought this practice 8 years ago.
Correct. I practiced in Maine for 11 years, and I practiced in L.A. for 20 years. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, Doctor, what's the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
858-703-7803.
Okay. Play your business up here. Just moving a little slow on the computer today. All right. And then we have your the Location, the business phone number is 619-286-4123. Is that correct?
Yeah, but never call that. Just call the other number I gave you.
Right, okay.
The 858-703-7803.
Okay. All right. Okay. Put that here. First show calls. All right. Okay. So you have, so you do not want to put any more debt under SD Dental Group.
I would prefer not to.
Okay. And what's the name of
my cash? That is my cash flow right now, but the other one's going to be, you know, successful with time. I mean, there's, I'm putting a lot of time and energy into it, and part of my move will also benefit quite a bit. The other practice, the corporation, is S. Danny, D-A-N-N-E-Y, Dental Group Sleep Medicine, Inc.
Okay, and when did you start that business?
Last year.
Okay, what month?
I think it was actually incorporated. I'd have to look at the articles of incorporation. I'm going to say February, March.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. No problem. Okay, so as part of S. Danny Dental Group Sleep Medicine Incorporated, have you had any revenues, or are you just in the plain
experience? Very little, you know, like 6,000 last year, and it's eventually going to get up, you know, probably to 200,000 or 300,000 in a few years, but
oh wow,
but right now it's, you know, it's very little, because what my goal is to bring an associate in for my general dentistry practice. And be focusing. I'm going to have a special treatment room in the new office for, you know, dealing with sleep disorders and sleep apnea.
Oh wow!
I've had over 300 or 400 hours in it over the last year. I mean, I'm seriously invested in
it. Yeah, I would say there's a lot of time to put into something. So definitely sounds like it. I just want to, you know, be straightforward with you. You know, our business loans are based off of your revenue,
yeah.
Shown as an
that
ability
being said,
to
it would probably
pay
have
the
to
note.
Go under the other practice. I mean, you know, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, how much were you? How much were you looking for?
You know, the contractors went to the suite yesterday. I don't have the bids back. My guess is $70,000.
Okay.
70, 80 grand, something like that.
Okay. And you mentioned a couple of loans. Oh, will you tell me about those, the ones that you have?
On the dental practice, I have the loan I purchased the practice with. I probably owe about $500,000 on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a daily withdrawal type loan.
Oh, okay. How much did you borrow on that loan?
I think that was one. I don't know what the actual, you know, the amount that netted versus borrowed, but I think it was about 110.
Oh, okay.
About 6 months into it. You know, it's on a 2-year.
Okay, when you say the difference between borrowed and netted, was it a renewal?
It was Can Capital.
Okay. Okay. So how much would you say you owe on that loan now?
I'm guessing 90 to 100 would be my guess. You know, it's a quarter of the way through, so whatever the actual amount borrowed
Right. So I think what you're saying is you borrowed 110, but then included with the interest.
What I borrowed are two different things, obviously.
Right, because they include the fixed interest, right, added to the loan?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, I understand. And what do you typically do, or, you know, what did you do last year for your revenues at SD Dental?
Last year, the revenues have, you know, fluctuated a little bit. I had a few surgeries last year, so they were probably in the low sixes. The year before, they were in the high sixes or 700,000.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of been in the, I'd say, from the 620 up to even up before I had some rotator cuff surgery up to a million. You know,
oh, that's the worst.
It's kind of in that range. But recent have probably been in the, I'd say, mid-sixes sort of thing so far this year. I can pull up a quick snapshot and tell you what I've done through May.
Okay, that'd be great.
Who may have done 304,000. Actually collected 292.
Okay, so you're right there. You're pretty steady with what you've been saying about the previous years, kind of right in the middle there. You're
probably going to be better than last year, I would say.
Okay. I mean, ideally, we would like to, the loan you took to purchase the business. We don't see that as, an operating loan or anything like that that's going to be a what we call a competitor. But with your CAN capital loan, somewhat of a high balance, we probably can get you something to stand behind it. But it certainly won't be for 2 years. I just want to be upfront with you. Typically, when you have
something you could take out and extend?
We could definitely look at that, but my initial thoughts are that your revenues won't support a loan that we could essentially, if we paid that loan off, we would have to net you exactly what we pay off. And so we would have to give you something around, 220. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said it was 90 to 100. So if it's on the lower end of 180, it still might be I think it's going to be out of reach. So we'd have to give you a $180,000 loan. We have a little bit more freedom in a second position because we don't have to pay off and then net you an equal amount. Let's say if we can have your revenues looking, 650 to 675, if we project them to there for this year, when we look at the bank statements, we could do something closer to, what you're looking for as far as 70,000, but it would be on a 1 year term.
Yeah, that would be pretty steep.
Yeah. I just don't want to lie to you just to, try to, tell you.
On a 1 year term, would it be monthly or would it be?
Well, see, that's with.
Would it be daily? How would you do it?
Yeah, with a second position, daily would be the only option. For our first positions, we do have monthly payment programs. We just can't do it. For second position, the risk increases so much that the only option is daily. First positions, we have daily, weekly, and monthly, but unfortunately for second positions, the risk is increased. So, and that's why we restrict the term to 1 year. And that's not really, just us. It's more of an industry standard. We definitely have the best programs out there. I don't know anyone else that has a 3-year term. We just launched ours in August. as far as I know, we're the first bank to do that, to have a 3-year term with monthly payments. So we have the first position, you know, hands down, we have the best, but unfortunately, we can only go, you know, really about 18-20% of your gross revenues for a first position. On a second position, you know, we have a little bit more flexibility, again, but we're, you know, we probably couldn't get you, you know, 90, 80 might be a stretch, but 70, I think, is something that could be ideal, on a 1-year term.
Okay. So you're saying in the third position or taking out the second and increasing the second by 70? What are you, I'm not sure if all of you.
Okay, I'm not including the loan you took to buy the business at all. That's
right.
A completely separate.
The CAN loan?
Right, you just have that one CAN loan, right, with a daily payment?
Right.
So what we would do is put another loan behind that. We'd have to stand behind that debt. So that's, we consider that a second position with to CAN Capital. And so whenever you have a second position, you're just restricted a little bit on terms. I don't want to lie to you and tell you we're going to give you one of our best programs for a second position because it's just not true.
I get it.
So I think 70
so
is...
Just to give me an idea, what would a daily payment for, say, 60 grand behind CAN, a 1-year payment plan? What am I looking at? Is it like... 275, 250, 300.
Yeah, I would say definitely between 285, 300. Mm-hmm. Right there. Let me see. I have a really good second position program. I know that if you got a 2-year note from CAN.
Yeah. Hang on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have a patient I have to get to, but
no problem. Yeah, I think you'd be right at 285 to 300. It would be a fair ballpark on a daily payment, and you know, we I think CAN does 22 days in a month. We do 21, so that's why that's how my number get up to 300. But
you think it is something you could do as a third position?
Absolutely. I know it sounds like you got to run your patient. How about I just go ahead and I'll email you. What's the best email?
Why don't you email me at teasandtom, OOKIE, S is in Sam, D is in David, at AOL.com. TOOKIESD at AOL.com.
Perfect. Doctor, I'll send that off in a few minutes. With exactly what we need and what to expect. Just a little recap of our conversation, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Doctor. Bye.